Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you.
There's the Platters bringing us back. That's Tony Williams' voice there. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Mullings.com is Rich Galen's website. Please check it out. Go there and subscribe to his thrice weekly cyber column. And as I say all the time, if you're a Republican, you want to know what he thinks. And if you're a Democrat, you want to know what he's up to. So, Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Wrap up the comment on the fiscal cliff. I know you wanted to. By the way, when I was in the eighth grade, that was a word. That was a definition word. It was a spelling word, and they said, you know, spell fiscal. And I had never heard the word fiscal before. And so I spelt it like physical. I thought that's what they said.
Yeah, I know.
So,
well,
so right. I learned that word in the eighth grade. So
because you were in the South, you didn't actually speak English.
But well, that's we actually did. So, okay, what about the issue is it possible that going over the cliff could actually reset things enough, maybe even beyond the president's control, to revert us back into some kind of fiscal sanity, even if it does send us into a short recession?
Well, first of all, you don't know that it's going to be a short recession.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's going to be a recession at all, but if
yeah,
it is,
that's right.
There's nothing to suggest that it'll be short. That's number one. And number two is that the world's economies are all so fragile that if we go into recession, everybody goes into recession, and the world, as you know, as you've been watching the same as I have, it's not very stable right now.
Right.
And it's not a matter of 200,000 jobs in America. It could be 20
million
jobs across
the
world.
So you think us going over the fiscal cliff could be a dramatic shock to the global economy?
Yeah, yeah. And, okay. And it's not. They don't have nearly the underpinnings to recover quickly.
Right.
And so we may be looking at that Europe, EU.
Right.
Actually going underwater and becoming Japan.
Which is a perfect segue to my last question for you. And that is that even though I still am romantic and enough, maybe naive enough, to believe that the United States could ultimately recover from 4 more years of President Obama, but I'm not sure the world will ever recover from 4 more years of President Obama. What do you think about that?
I don't know what that means.
Well, the lack of leadership, lack of America. President Obama clearly is anti anything that smacks, anything that has any inkling of colonialism. He's opposed to that. And so that means that he will not lead the country, the America. He will not allow America's exceptionalism to lead in any region. What's the difference, Rich, of 40,000 Syrians being shot by their own government and 40,000 Syrians being poisoned by their own government? They're still dead. What's the difference?
No, you're exactly right, and the difference. There is no difference. There is no difference.
So why is he thumping his chest over the gas? But he's done nothing with the bullets.
Well, you know the answer to that. It's because politically, chemical warfare has been outlawed in the world for 80 years, and bullets are not outlawed by the world in 80 years. So the president will step in when it's. And this sounds very harsh, and maybe it is, but I don't think it's too harsh. He'll step in when it's politically convenient,
right?
But when he's been
given cover not to look like a colonialist.
Yeah, I think that's right, and there's ample reason to believe that. I mean, they even came up with a phrase, "leading from behind,"
which brings me to my question: can the world survive 4 more years of America not having leadership in any part of the world?
Oh, sure. The world will survive. The issue isn't whether the world will survive. The issue is whether America, in the course of that, becomes France. You know, where we kind of have our nose up against the glass, while the Chinese
the word you're looking for is irrelevant.
Well, the French aren't irrelevant, but they're not nearly as relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, we may have to come to the conclusion that. We don't want to be France, so we better settle.
But if America doesn't lead, Japan, China and Russia and Iran will lead, And that's my point about...
Yeah, and India.
Exactly, and that's my point about the future of the world. With four more years, I don't know that that can be turned around.
Well, but that doesn't mean the world won't survive. It just won't survive.
Well, you know what I say survive, I mean...
Yeah, I know, but I don't know that you can turn that around in 4 years, but it may be that so much goes on and the spheres of influence of those countries we've just talked about expand so rapidly. I mean, you can go anywhere in Africa and a lot of places in the Middle East, and you see Chinese
are everywhere.
Chinese people doing everything.
Meanwhile, American leadership is ashamed of our exceptionalism. And I tell you, Rich, I got a problem with that. Thank you.
Well, meanwhile, we're providing the military, of course, to be able to let the Chinese do it.
Yeah, I agree. Rich Gannon, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.